Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, I'm delighted to be joined here in the studio by the lovely Mary Byrne, singer, presenter, X Factor finalist. We have to throw that one in. Panto star.
Yes.
You've just completed the run of, haven't you?
We've just, in Longford, had a great time. It's their 40th year to do it. And this year was kind of our best because the crowds are getting to hear about it and they're coming in their droves. So really having a great time down there.
And how are you?
I'm grand. Mentally, I'm still fighting my battles like everybody else who suffers with mental health. But I'm positive and I've got a lot of positive people around me at the moment and I'm fighting every day. I don't mean fighting. I'm not there going, oh my God, I've got to fight this. But I wake up in the morning and I tell myself how lucky I am. And this is what I've been told to do. And sometimes that's hard. Mm-hmm. To believe how lucky you were, even though you know you were. But when you're attacked by demons in your head, you have to keep pushing them away all the time. So for me, it's each morning waking up, taking one day at a time, take my medication, talk whenever I feel like talking about it, ring a friend, ring the counsellor, ring the doctor, whoever. And that's what I've learned to do. And I'm not afraid now to turn around and say, I need help.
And is it better for you to be busy?
Yes, a lot better. I mean, during COVID was the hardest time for me, mentally. No work, no nothing. I mean, I know we were looked after with the pup money and all that, but it wasn't even the money. It was the fact that we were isolated. And I can imagine how it was for people who have nobody and nothing. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was hard. But for others, it was even worse. But once that kind of went over, now we're still struggling. This industry is still struggling to get back. It's not back to where it was. But I've got work coming in and people are ringing up and asking me to do this gig and do that gig. And then when Panto came along, and of course, Menopause the Musical, which was, I was so afraid of it. I had no new knee done. I had two bad knees. But by God, did I enjoy every moment of that. Just that physical reaction from the audience and the people I was with. Just it set your mind in a different way of thinking. So then Panto came along. So I had that. Had a little holiday in the middle. And now I'm looking forward to the next
stage. This is a great idea. I mean, this is something that I would say has been said to you to do for a long time, to tell your story on the stage.
The funny thing is, Claire, when I came out of the X Factor Force, I was approached by Donal, who is the manager in Civic Centre, and another guy, I can't remember his name, but he's a writer of and a brother of a very famous writer. And X Factor, the management wouldn't allow me do it because they said I was so popular at the time that they'd need a lot of bodyguards around, which was a load of crap. I mean, we all know they had their own agenda. They wanted me in England.
They wanted you doing stuff for them. Yeah.
So anyway, that's when I was first approached to do this little, just sit on an armchair and tell my story. This is better because I'm now in a different place. I'm also older. There's a little bit more to add to the story. And I suppose I've always been honest, but I can even be more honest when I'm on stage and I can speak my heart to the people.
So is there a script for this now or is it you just sitting down and having a chat with the audience?
It is a script. Rob Murphy has written this. He's taken my story and he's put it into little sections because there's music to go with it. Like each time I tell a story, I have a song to sing that reminds me of that particular time in my life.
And we're going to go through some of those. But will you sit? I can't imagine you sticking to Rob's script now, as lovely as Rob is.
Rob knows I won't. He knows I won't because I have the script at home and I've been looking at the script and I keep bringing him saying, no, I want to put this bit in because this is the way I'd say that. And he's going, we'll talk on Thursday and Friday when we do the read through.
So the audience will be there and they'll be going for a show that's probably supposed to be about an hour and a half long. And 4 hours later, there's Mary.
Well, you know, there'll be coffee and tea and maybe a glass of wine.
So listen, we're going to hear some of those tracks and get you to talk us through why they mean so much. So let's play the first one here. So where does that take you?
That kind of takes me to my daughter. I mean, the story about her father and walking away from us and leaving the two of us thing. And I always worried and always, I remember looking at her in my arms when she's only a baby and thinking, I'm sorry, you know, that is only me. You know, I know she had all my family around her. But as she grew up, she suffers from anxiety as well. But she's become this wonderful person who takes care of me. And she's become the mammy, you know. And when that song was given to me by Nigel Wright, who did the album, the only person that came into my head was, you know, she is a standing ovation. She has now come into her own. She's my baby and she's beautiful. And that song just sent me there. And every time I hear it, I think of her.
You think of her, which yeah. is a really special part of your life, of course, because
yes.
I know she's an extension of you, isn't she?
Is. She? Yeah.
Now, here's the next one we wanted to play. Let's listen to this.
You were always on my mind.
Now, from the second we started to play that, the tears came. Mary, it's, what's going on?
Look, when I was 17, I thought I was a big grown-up girl and I ran away from home and I didn't tell my parents. They didn't find out where I was for about a month. I was living in a flat, you know, on my own and just having, thinking I was this wonderful person, and I broke their hearts. And I remember coming back, it was probably in October, and my poor mother, she was so thin, she had these skinny little legs, and she was holding this coat, a green gabardine that she probably paid a fortune for and couldn't afford it. And said, I bought you this for Christmas. And she was crying because this was her first time to see me in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
She knew I was safe after a month. But how could I have done that? I know I was young. I know when we're teenagers.
That's what 17-year-olds do.
But we don't stop and think. And now when I think of the hurt I put her through, and she was a lonely woman in herself. She had her own issues. And I can see that loneliness in her eyes when that song comes on. And that's because that's the reason I sang that song, was because it was the only way I could say in my heart, I should have done all these things and I didn't.
And I was and always thinking about
and
you.
And I was always, they were always my heroes, my best friends, both of them, dad and mom, mm-hmm. you know, and they had their issues. My mother couldn't read or write. My father was the hardest working man. He cycled everywhere in the snow and the sleet. And, but we were provided for. My mother was crap with money. I mean, if my mother had been good with money, we would have been very rich people. My dad handed over his wage pack and I walked out and left them. And now when I think back of it, it breaks my heart. Now, I did talk to them later on in life and asked them to forgive me. And all my father and mother said was, as long as you were safe, we know you're a little bit of a traveller. We know you're mad and you like to do all these things and we love you. Just as long
so
as,
as long
you
as you were safe and you were happy.
That's all that mattered to them.
They yeah. were happy.
And that's what broke my heart, that they could forgive me so easily when I can't forgive myself.
Mm. What's the song you love singing, or when you do this show that you'll take great pleasure in singing? Is there any standout
yes,
for you?
Yes, there is. It's the very first song that I sing as I enter onto the stage. And it's I Am What I Am. Because of what has happened in my life, my insecurities, my depression, everything. When I heard this song first, the first person I ever heard sing it was Shirley Bassey.
Yeah.
And I just, the lyrics just set in my head and I said, someday I'm going to be able to sing them and mean every word. So now I can do that. Now, because, yes, I still suffer with depression, but I also know my worth now. Sometimes it's hard to keep that worth there when you're feeling low, but I know it's there.
Are you able to appreciate what you achieved?
Do you know the funny thing is, this is what I was talking to the researcher about, and I was saying, look, you know, I've met Tom Jones, I've sang for the Queen, I've opened for Neil Diamond, I've met Michael Bublé, I sang on stage with Bon Jovi. I mean, for God's sake, look at the achievements a 50-year-old woman from Ballyferma has done in the last 14 years. Mm-hmm. I'm 64 now and I'm still achieving stuff. I went for a cigarette with Paul O'Grady, Lord of Mercy on him. We sat outside at the Pride of Britain Award having a fag and having a yap.
I'd say you got on brilliantly with him, did you?
He was just like us. He was down to earth and he was just the best thing ever. So all those achievements, I have to keep reminding myself of them. I forgot all about them during COVID. I forgot all about them when I came out of the X Factor because I was in a whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
But now when I think of them, they help me with my mental health. They help me to be positive and be strong and realise I am worthy of this. Now, I do get, the imposter syndrome where you think, you know, what are you doing on this stage acting and singing? You're just from Ballyferma. You worked in Tesco's. You worked in this place. You worked in that place. So, yeah, that comes in. But I think every person gets
but
that.
But the show in itself surely will be a bit of a form of therapy for you as well.
Because yes,
you get
it will.
To talk through those sadder moments. But you'd be reminded every night that you do this of going from the checkout till to where you
yeah.
finished up.
Well, that's it. I mean, and it will be therapy for me because I'll be talking about the hurt that I did to my parents. And I'll be hopefully feeling better, even though I know they'd forgiven me many, many moons ago. Plus the fact that I felt I had done my daughter wrong by not having a father there. That'll be another therapy for me to talk through. You know, lots of different things that are going to be in. There's going to be laughter in it too. It's not going to be just sad. I mean,
it wouldn't be a Mary Byrne show if there wasn't a bit of laughter.
But it also wouldn't be Rob, you know, Rob Murphy writing down, because some of the stuff he has me saying, I said, I'm not saying that. And he said, you were saying that. You are saying it this way, and this is the way I want you to say it. So it will be fun, and it will be filled with lots of emotions. Mm-hmm. And I just hope people come out and say, because the thing is, I'm so scared. Now, I can walk out on a stage and I can do a 2-hour show and I can tell stories to beat the band while I'm singing. But I'm singing. You know what I mean?
So it's the talking bit that scares
you. It's the talking bit. It's getting it. It's standing there with these people all expecting something, and I just hope I can deliver that to them out of my story and out of me.
Trish is in bits, she says.
Oh.
Mary is incredible and teaching us all valuable life lessons. Mary says she saw you in the Panto last week and you were brilliant, extraordinarily beautiful voice, just so good on stage and so funny. Another listener says it's great to hear you. You're an incredible lady. You're a breath of fresh air with your openness and your honesty. We had a great time working on the Dublin Song Project together. This is from Claire. I can't wait to see the new show. So tell us about where the new show is and when people can see it and how they can get tickets.
Okay, so we're in rehearsals at the moment and it comes out, starts on the 29th of January.
So a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, and oh God, a couple of weeks' time. 20 brandies before I go on stage.
You have to do it now. There's no backing out.
I have
out.
To do it. Yeah. But it runs to the 3rd of February and it's in the Civic Centre in Talla, the theatre in Talla. And you can get the tickets on Civic Centre.
You should bring it around the country, Mary.
That is the plan. And that is what Donal wants to do. And Rob, they want to bring. As far as they're concerned, this is going to be, you know, a huge success. It's just me having my, I have positive thoughts, but I also have the little voice inside saying, oh my God, what if it fails? What if it does this? Yeah. What if it does that?
Squash that voice down.
Yes.
You'll be fine.
Yes.
Listen, you mentioned the good knee and the bad knee at the beginning when you were talking about the Panto.
Yes.
So where are you at with that now?
Well, I've got the one knee done. The right knee is done. And I have to say, for me, it has worked out fantastic.
Brilliant.
The new knee, the next knee is the left knee, and that has to be done within the next year and a half or year, if possible. But I need to be there. I need to have the knee done so I can go back and do my second, do Panto in Longford again with Tracy, Paul and Jerry.
Okay, so the knee will have to be done between now
yes.
and then. And you'll just have the small matter of doing the one-woman show.
Oh, God.
Around the country, we hope, in between. So the Civic Theatre from the 29th of this month until the 3rd of February. Mary, it's always lovely to have you in.
Pleasure to
Our
be
listeners
here.
Love to hear you, and so many of them are getting in touch with us to tell
Thank
us just
you very
that.
Much.
So the best of luck with the show, and we hope to see you again very soon.
And I love you very much, Claire.
Mary Byrne. Thanks, Mary.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.